It's week three for Seeds of Success here on 96.1 MyFM, fueled by Kubota. Today we're talking equestrian farming with the head coach and program director for White Forest Farm, Bronwyn Wiering. I'd like to start off by asking you about your personal background in the equestrian world and how you came to White Forest Farm.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background, I started horseback riding with my mom, who is an equestrian coach at the age of seven, and participated in the schooling dressage circuit in the Ottawa area as a child. And then after graduating from high school, had the really wonderful opportunity to be a working student on a few different farms. So one in Italy, one in the Toronto area, and then one in the Ottawa area as well, that allowed me to kind of develop my skills and knowledge base. And then we have been at White Forest Farm. My family has been at White Forest Farm since 2007, living there full time. And we've been offering riding lessons and summer camps there intermittently. Initially, my mom, and then I've taken over that programming in the last couple of years.
And you're part of one of the bigger riding programs in the Ottawa Valley. Just how many horses are on White Forest Farm property at any given time?
Currently, we have 19 horses on the property.
And I would imagine most of them are part of the training programs and the camps?
Yeah, several of them are. We also have several young horses at the moment. So we don't use horses for lessons or camp programming until they're over the age of five. And my personal preference is actually waiting until they're over the age of seven. Their maturity level changes and their degree of training changes as they age and as they have a little bit more experience and exposure. So safety-wise, most of our horses that we're using for our programming are over the age of seven.
And just how much work goes into raising and rearing horses, especially for something as specific as a riding program?
Quite a bit. For the most part, we have horses come to us either after they've been weaned, so around 6 months of age, or between the ages of two and three, because we like starting our horses from the beginning of their riding career with us so that we know what experiences they've had and how they've reacted to everything to know that they are a safe horse to be using for the kind of programming that we do. Horses can't start to be ridden until they're 3 years of age, and they're not able to start into consistent more than 2 or 3 days a week of work until they're over the age of four. And that kind of introductory phase of when they're 2 to 3 is a lot of handling and a lot of exposing them to different things that are going to be a part of their life in very small chunks. So we do a lot of hand walking on the road so that they're exposed to traffic. They start learning how to lunge, so how to go around a handler on a long string so that you can control them with your voice, and they start to understand what those voice cues mean.
What about the Ottawa Valley makes it such a good space for White Forest Farm?
Definitely the access to trail systems and space, and just we feel super fortunate with the community around us. Lots of our neighbors allow us access to ride on their properties, so we're able to get out of the arena and have our horses exposed and our students exposed to a lot of different environments to ride in. And in terms of athletically developing young horses, having access to different trail systems and different fields and hills to help develop them physically and kind of expand their world is definitely a huge asset to being in Renfrew County.
And touching back on just how much work goes into rearing and raising a horse for a riding program, I imagine your days are incredibly packed. How do you keep up with such a high-paced lifestyle? I mean, I imagine it's not a 9-to-5.
Yeah, it's a bit of a 24/7, 365 endeavor. Honestly, I think nobody goes into farming thinking that it's going to be easy. And I think definitely for us, the passion for the horses and the desire to share our passion with others that drives pretty much everything we do.
You can find Bronwyn Wiering leading the way for White Forest Farm's equestrian riding program at their location in Foresters Falls. And remember, you can listen to all of our Seeds of Success interviews at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.